Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
Well, Jan, last week when we finished up our show, we were talking about the colder weather.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that y'all are spending some time out with your family this weekend, whether that may be shopping, which is our theme for today as far as gardener's gifts, or even getting a chance to go outside and visit the Rose Garden. You only have a few more days before it's closed for the season, but it's definitely a way to be able to go out there and enjoy those fall colors out in the Rose Garden.
And there, the Rose Garden is in full bloom. And, you know, we're lucky because we have such mild weather and stuff. But everywhere you go in the world, there's roses. And, I mean, who doesn't? Even if you're not a big rose aficionado, everybody enjoys them. And to drive by and see that splash of color in the Chinese pistache trees that are surrounding the, you know, the garden and everything, it's just a really peaceful place to go. And I really like the fact that many of our senior citizens' homes and our nursing facilities take some of their clients out there and let them enjoy that. And so, you know, do the same thing. Take your family out and just spend time together and enjoy nature. And there's no better piece of nature than that rose garden out on Copia.
And if your cold tolerance is just not like anybody else's, you still have an opportunity to be able to do some research and take a look at the local Master Gardener's website, because there's a lot of information, a lot of great gardening articles, a lot of publications, extension bulletins that have been pulled especially for El Paso. A lot of it is data that we've collected as far as our climate areas too. So there's a lot of things that you can do that's, you know, behind the scenes and to be able to read and research and start planning for next year.
It is incredible. And, you know, a shout out to our website team. They do a phenomenal job because maintaining a website is a daily venture, and you have to be on top of it. And our folks really do a great job with that. The website is txmg.org/El Paso. And I recommend to people, first of all, you can see what's going on with us. We have great articles. We publish our Master Gardeners of the Quarter and tell little stories about some of the people that are in our association. But if you go to that Learn tab and be patient with it, because you'll go, oh my goodness, this is like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going. And there's such great articles, and it's broken down into different categories. And there's a lot of incredibly valuable information that pertains to El Paso gardening. So, and then if you still have a question, click on the Ask Us tab. Type your question, send your picture, whatever, and that'll upload, and one of our Master Gardeners will respond to you right away.
Exactly.
And get back to Ed, because right now our help desk is closed. So that is your avenue for getting your questions answered during this slower time of the year.
Exactly. So we want to make sure you take advantage of that website. It's really
wonderful.
Been curated for a great team of people out there. So, well, let's move on and let's talk about gifts. We know that we've kind of been saturated and bombarded as far as gift giving, and it's the season, and I think kind of people get a little stressed out, you know, and trying to match.
It's so early. It comes so early and fast and furious.
Each year. And I think that a lot of times that it's most people that really put a thought into giving a gift. And if you have a gardener in your life, you want to start racking your brain and seeing exactly what do they need? What would they like? So today's show, we're going to talk to you about give me some gift ideas.
Gift ideas.
For folks.
Well, and I think that, you know, we all have people. I know my kids say, Mom, what do you and Dad want for Christmas? And of course, there's nothing we need.
Right.
But if you'd like to get me a gift card,
right?
Because I have a plant problem.
Right.
Have a little bit of an addiction about those kinds of things. And I think they love that. You know, it's great if you give them those ideas. And there's all sorts of ways, places to go and shop. You know, the whether you're giving a gift card for one of the big box stores so that you can go buy new plants, or even to the bookstores themselves, because gardening books to me are one of the top, for myself, it's one of the top gifts that I like. And I have a reader, I do the Nook, and I have Kindle and so forth and so on. But for me, when I want to sit down and study gardening, I want a hardback book where I can go through and look at pictures of the plants and you know, go back. Because a gardening book is not something you necessarily sit down and read front to cover, mm-hmm. you know, to front to back. And because you thumb through it and, you know, I go to the index all the time and find the specifics that I'm looking for. So books are just an awesome way to gift your gardeners.
Right, exactly. The Sunset Series is also a great starter book set for your gardening library. There's a lot of books that are out there that are published for Texas by Texans.
Absolutely.
So be able to take a look at that. We know we have some limited options as far as local bookstores, but some things that you may want to look at is look at the fold and where the author is from or where they're writing for. A lot of times our climate is going to be more in line to the folks in Arizona mm-hmm. and Tucson and Phoenix. So if you're looking and pulling out a book for xeriscaping and landscaping, those are going to be the authors and that subject matter that you want to go ahead and pull from there on that and really make it applicable to El Paso. Sometimes those gardening books are wonderful and they're great, they're colorful, but they just don't apply for El Paso. And then you kind of get stuck in this little gerbil wheel of,
exactly.
Okay, what's the right thing?
This is not Vermont.
Right.
And though I love the gardens that they always demonstrate in the magazines, you know, that are in the South and so forth and so on, that's just not realistic. But I will go to books sometimes from people that are in Colorado. I know with my succulent gardening, there's one out there that's called Succulents. This is kind of a negative title, but it's called Succulents for Idiots. And it's amazing because it identifies plants and it tells you what pairs with one, you know, how they pair with one another and what the temperatures are. And those things are really helpful. And even though, you know, they might be growing in California mm-hmm. or Nevada or whatever, there's enough similarity that you can pick up on that. And of course, the internet's another great, great source.
Exactly.
But, unless you want to give somebody a computer that doesn't have one and say, and here, go, right. Here's your, I put this in your favorites on the computer so you can go find this website.
Exactly. And a lot of folks really like to give, you know, tangible gifts. Gift cards are very applicable, but sometimes something you want to feel and touch and look at. So we were hunting around and trying to brainstorm before the show on some ideas. Mm-hmm. And we came across, and we actually both have these at home, is a garden bucket.
Absolutely,
if you will.
And wonderful gift.
So it's really I'll describe what mine looks like. It's just a regular 5-gallon bucket, and then the actual skirt or the dressing of it is a really thick canvas overlay that you mm-hmm. put on there, and you attach it to the 5-gallon bucket itself, and it has a whole bunch of little nooks and crannies and, you know, little cubbies to store things. And I just put pruning shears and, you know, sticks or, you know, any tape or whatever I'm using, irrigation parts. I mean, I just hate to go back and forth to the storage shed if I'm out in the yard. I just like to carry everything all together at once. And we thought, what a great idea. Start this little garden caddy for the gardener in your life. You can go ahead and supplement that with books or gift cards or something tangible.
Tuck
you
those can things kinda... in. And with the bucket there, then if you've got loppers along with your hand pruners, then you just pop them in the bucket. And I don't know about you, Denise, but I am the world's worst of taking something and I'll work in the garden and go, where'd I put my shears? Where, you know?
Right.
And they'll be buried down under leaves or whatever and that kind of stuff. But those buckets are great. And, you know, if you have a little tiny honing tool that you use to sharpen your blade, you always know where it is.
Right.
You know, a place to put your water, a place to tuck your Kleenex and those kinds of things in. So that's a classic gift. And I think that every gardener, even whether you garden a lot or just a little, it helps you to keep you organized.
And depending on how well you know your gardener, you may want to even venture into some gardening shoes. We love our gardening shoes, our gardening boots, mm-hmm. even a gardening a scarf with a botanical print.
Right.
You know, kind of think outside the box, too. It's not just playing in the dirt. If you also wanted to look at some jewelry that you may have, you know, a specific plant or an animal. I know that you fashion your hummingbird jewelry very, very often.
I love
know
my
that's
hummers. And I can tie my hummers into my books. You know, we talked several weeks ago about there's a wonderful book on hummingbirds. It's by a local author, Marcy Scott. And so those are things that are applicable to our area. And like you say, I always think of my hummingbirds because I always think of my mom, who passed away many years ago. They were kind of it was a favorite of hers as well. So when I put one on, you know, it just, and I almost always get, comments. People notice the hummingbirds and those kinds of things. Or maybe it's dragonflies or, mm-hmm. or maybe you love bunny rabbits. Or,
right.
You know, just anything that has to do with nature is really, those are super good gifts. And gloves, oh. Great time to be thinking about buying your favorite gardener a nice pair of rose gloves, because in a few more weeks we're going to be starting on our annual rose pruning.
So your rose gloves that are going to be for roses and cacti as well are going to be your elbow.
They go, and there's even sleeves that you can wear for your whole arm that you can order, and you can Google those and find them all over the internet.
If you're looking for shorter gloves, maybe some shorter leather gloves, and there's also
mud gloves.
Or your mud gloves, which are going to be, I guess, like a plastic with your, I guess, like a rubber kind of on
it
your
has
palm
a rubber
side.
Palm, and then usually a breathable fabric on the back, and I buy those in the package
right.
every year, and they're not expensive, and if you get holes in them, then you can toss them. But
and they're fun and bright colors, too.
Oh, they're fun.
So those are also other examples to be able to put into your gift basket or,
exactly.
or gardener's bucket, whatever you're
exactly.
looking at.
Garden tools. I mean, you know, we never tire of those things. So
right.
and I think it's helpful.
Price points. Yes, exactly. And all different price points for that.
Sure.
The one recommendation that I can give would be to get some bypass pruners. You don't want
Absolutely.
To get the anvil pruners.
No.
The bypass pruners at the highest quality that you're able to afford within your budget
right.
Will really go for your gardener a really long way.
Well, we'll have to talk at another show about how to take care of those things,
oh,
too, because that's very,
come
very
up here.
Important, especially if you make that investment or somebody invests in them for you.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? But that's a whole different show.
That's a jam. January. That's in January. Right now, we're excited about the gift-giving
exactly.
season.
And I love presents.
Right, exactly. And even if you can't, racking your brain as far as what do you want to give your gardener, there's always a gift of time. And we want to make sure that giving folks that experience to a new place, to a new botanical garden around town, out in our region, go out there and enjoy nature. We always recommend, you know, folks to go out there, and we talked about the Rose Garden, and we want to make sure that you go out and visit the Centennial Museum
Absolutely.
And Gardens as well.
Beautiful.
Open year round, 365 days a year. Plants don't go winter vacation. They may look a little sad, but there's always different seasons, different interests in the garden at any given time. So.
And at the Centennial, it's always that way. There's always something beautiful. So it kind of amounts to the fact that your presence is a present.
There you go.
And at this busy time of the year in our lives, when we, unfortunately, we get awfully wrapped up in material things and so forth and so on, spend time with one another. You know, you can't get those minutes back. It's a great way to inspire kids to be gardeners and stuff. So the sky's the limit.
Wonderful, wonderful. And before we let you go, we have our plant of the week, and that is the
Christmas cactus. It's a perfect time. They're starting to bud out. They're in the stores. Enjoy them for the holiday and keep it going and bring it back next year.
Wonderful. Well, we hope that you enjoyed today's show and got some ideas for the gardener in your life. We want to thank you for listening and thank Jorge Morales for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.